Hey guys, what's going on? Welcome to the show. This is Sports with Strawberry Ice. I'm your host, Jeff Trunopole, the Iceman. And as always, I'm bringing you sports from a West Side point of view right here in the great city of Cincinnati, Ohio, home of the Cincinnati Bengals. Now, do me a favor. If you found the show, hit that like and subscribe button. Smash that thumbs up. I am up to 807 subscribers. That is awesome. I appreciate every single one of you. And as always, if you're watching on Bengals Nation, Bearcats Country, or Ohio State Bucknuts, do me a favor. Appreciate the view. But if you could go to YouTube and watch me there, I would appreciate it. It's Sports with Strawberry Ice. Hit the subscribe button and notification bell. And every time I go live, you'll be notified. Now, this show and every show is brought to you by T Properties. T Properties, quality housing for quality people. Check out their website at www.tpropertiesllc.com for all your rental property management needs and your rental needs. All right, guys, here's the rundown of the topics we could talk about today. But you know how the show goes. It goes however you guys want it to go. But we got the NFL playoffs getting started this weekend. Who do you guys got? Now, for me, since the Bengals aren't in, I'm going to root for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers because my beautiful wife is from Tampa Bay area and her whole family roots for him. So I'm kind of, you know, legally bound to root for him. So anyway, just kidding. I root for him anyway, just because, you know, I like the Bucks. Now, I got some couple articles and some information that I posted in Bengals Nation about a free agent offensive lineman that the Bengals could possibly sign. Now, a couple comments on Bengals Nation from people who didn't read the article was that the Bengals can't sign two of these guys because they can't afford it because of the salary cap, which is wrong because I think they're $30 million under the cap. Plus, Joe Burrow is on his rookie contract. So, yes, they can sign two of these guys. Hopefully they will. And like I've said before, if they sign two of these guys, they sign a guard like Tooney or and a tackle. What's his name? From Carolina. I got it written down. They sign those two. Offensive line's fixed. And then the fifth pick, you can do whatever you want. You're not strapped to having to draft an offensive lineman. It fixes the offensive line problem. Anyway, we get into that as well. Now, unfortunately, the Bearcat game for Saturday has been postponed again due to COVID. Now, hopefully, the Bearcats will play versus Temple this Wednesday. Also, we have Bengals trivia. I tried this a couple months ago. I have a handy-dandy book here full of Bengals trivia. That if you guys are interested, you know, I know I'm going to stump my boys, Jeremy D and Mike Kyle Jr. on it because I know they don't know that much about Bengals trivia.
What's up,
boys?
What's up, buddy?
What's going on?
What's up, Jeff?
Doing our thing, man.
Yeah. So what do you guys think about the offensive linemen, free agents, or whatever that I posted in Bengals Nation, and a couple people have talked about. I mean, what are you guys' thoughts on that?
You want to go, Mike?
Yeah, I think if they can sign those guys, that would be great. It'd be less what they have to do in the draft. That would be great if they can sign those two.
I mean, if you sign, good.
Oh no, I was just gonna say, you know, pretty much what you mentioned before the show. We're like $31 million under the cap, and there's nothing stopping us from taking a Tooney, whatever his name is, out of Tooney,
New England.
Even looking at a Trent Williams, looking at the guy out of Carolina, we've got the money to, because as you said, we don't owe Burrow money, we don't owe Mixon money, we don't owe Boyd
Morton's
money.
The guy's name out of Carolina.
What's that?
Morton's a guy's name out of Carolina. He's a right tackle. He can also play left too, they said too.
Exactly. So, you know, then it completely opens up the draft. And if Sewell's still there, then we've completely even overdone the line. And we can go completely defense or luxury picks after that. But we do have the money to sign free agents.
We signed them last year and we're well under the cap. So the other question is, since the Bengals aren't in the playoffs, do you guys like pick a team to root for, or do you just watch the playoffs, or how do you guys?
I will just be watching, you know, I guess since your wife's a Buccaneer fan, you know, if they win, great.
Well, yeah, you saw she sabotaged the show earlier this week, didn't you?
Yeah. I saw them Brady jerseys and all that crap going on. But, you know, I'm mainly right now looking for the offseason, looking for free agency, looking towards the draft. We're going to draft a lot of players, like I said, that a lot of people aren't going to know about, but they're still going to be solid players. You can bet on that. So that's just coming from another post on Bengals Nation that I had read, and I just kind of wanted to throw that out there.
Right. Well, the thing we were talking about before the show, I mean, you got the two linemen from Alabama, Leatherwood and I think Brown is the other one. So you got those guys. You got I can't remember the guy's name from Northwestern. You got another guy from USC. You got Davis from Ohio State. I mean, it's a lineman heavy draft. There's lots of good guys that we can get. But I mean, honestly, like I said, I personally would rather them go out and sign guys who we know can do it. You know, because the Bengals haven't had the best luck signing free agents. You know, drafting offensive linemen, it hasn't worked out the best for us. So, and the thing is, it doesn't strap the Bengals to beat all end all. They have to, you know, sign or draft an offensive lineman. You do that, you can do a lot of other stuff because there's other stuff that needs to be fixed. The defensive line needs to be addressed too. And there's a lot of pass rushers in this draft too, as well.
Yeah, there is. And that's the good thing about it, you know. We can be, once free agency's over, we'll pretty much know what we've got, what we need to work on, and we won't have to reach. We won't have to try to pull somebody, you know, that we can get if we drafted back 10 spots. You know, we won't have to do that. And that's right. One good thing about taking care of your offensive line with proven offensive linemen that are free agents. And when you're 31 under the million under the cap, you can do that.
Yeah, exactly. There's lots of room, and people – I always say, Mike Brown's cheap, he won't do it. I'm like, he did it last year, and I don't really see any reason why he wouldn't do it this year because he wants that stadium to be full, and I think he finally realized he needs to have a winning team. So
it's just like when they got Spain from the Bills. I had no clue who Spain was. You know, they bring him in here, and my God, where'd this guy come from? You know,
That's the other cool thing, Mike, is he did stuff during the season. I mean – Everybody got mad about trading Carlos Dunlap. And I said it at the beginning. I said, Carlos is probably going to go there and he's probably going to ball out, you know, and which he did for the most part. But the biggest thing is, I mean, in the playoff game, he didn't do anything. He did good his first couple games and he didn't really do a whole lot. But the biggest thing, the Bengals got rid of his money. So there's more money that they could spend on offensive linemen, on defensive guys, on people they draft, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You know, and to go to Dallas, Wyatt Davis being injury prone, man, he just got injured. I mean, he's played a lot of football, bro. It's going to happen. You know, injuries are going to happen in football, especially offensive line injuries. That's why you can never have enough. But I'd take Wyatt Davis in a heartbeat if he's there with the fifth pick in the second round, for sure.
And Stacy, welcome to the show. You're the first-time viewer. Welcome to the show. So I got Bengals trivia on here. If you guys are interested and want to take your chances on my book of Bengals trivia, just jump on the show. Link's at the top of the YouTube chat. And if we can get like two guys, two girls, whatever, a guy and a girl, whatever. And you guys can come on and show your knowledge or learn some knowledge. And you guys, or just get one person and you go against Mike and Jeremy. I'm sure you'll beat those guys because they don't really know.
Sure. I don't. I started watching the Bengals this year.
That'd be an easy
pick. All right. JTD, I'll just go with that. Don't want us to reach for players in the draft. We've had bad luck in that. Yes, in recent memory. Yes, exactly. And John Ross is point in case right there. They reached for him, and it was not worth it. It was a complete bust. And Thomas, I love you, and I love Witt, but I would not trade for Witt. I mean, Witt, they shouldn't have let him go, but it's not worth. They can get guys that are younger and going to have a longer career. I mean, Witt's at the end. I mean, honestly, I thought Witt might retire when he got injured. So,
one thing about Ross though is Ross has that. Ross could be so good. He could be so good with the speed that he has. He just needs to learn how to run the right route, finish his routes, and catch the ball. I mean, he could be so good.
There's you guys remember, I don't know about that. I mean, he could be, but I don't think mentally he's there, Mike. The one game he played, somebody brought this up to me a couple of days ago. If you guys remember playing the Chargers, he let a touchdown slip right through his fingers. I mean, Joe Burrow hit him right here, and the ball went whoop right between his hands. It's like, dude, catch the ball. And there's been so many times where he's like that. It's just concentration, and I don't know. But that's kind of my point that we can't reach, and that's why I want them to sign at least two offensive linemen, a guard and a tackle, and then you don't have to reach. You can take the best player available, or like Jeremy said, you can trade down and get more picks. You can do whatever you want.
Yeah.
All right, JT says, Geno Atkins, trade or cut him. I heard reports earlier this month they're preparing or parting ways. Yeah, I read something. I think, Mike, you posted it on Bengals Nation that they were planning on cutting Geno.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I think Geno's time with the Bengals is over.
Yeah, we're gonna have to find somebody else to stack that middle beside Reader next year for sure. Yeah.
Geno's just he's getting old. I mean, he's 32 or something, but he's 32 is young for us, but 32 in NFL is old.
I mean, the thing is, like we've said this a couple times on the show, you know, Marvin's last year, Zach's first year, they should have traded Geno. They should have traded Carlos. They should have traded Andy. They should have traded those guys to try to get, you know, more picks. And I think Thomas just offended you, Jeremy.
Completely. I mean, Bengals, Paul Brown Stadium behind me, Browns fan? Browns fan? You are new to this show, buddy, because you wait till the end. You stick with us till the end. You'll find out.
That's Thomas. That's JT. He's not new. He's been on the show. He's just giving you a hard time. Relax.
That's why I had to give him a hard time.
Oh, my goodness. Jeez, come on. I got you, TC.
This kid gets on my damn nerves, okay?
All right. I'm going to give you guys some information on Joe Tunney of the Patriots. He's in his fifth season. He has never missed a start. He's played in 90 career regular seasons and playoff games. He can play guard. That's his natural position. He can also swing over to tackle. So, I mean, if this year has shown anything, that we need guys that are versatile, you know, that can play multiple positions if need be, because you're going to have injuries no matter what happens. And then you got Morton. He's a right tackle. He plays for the Carolina Panthers. Yeah, he's best suited for right tackle, but he can also swing over to left tackle. Now, he has been ranked by ESPN in the top 10 of tackles in the league. So, and then you get the big one that we talked about is Trent. Where did I have that at? You know, the 49ers. I had it written down. I can't find it now, but you know who I'm talking about. Trent Williams.
Yeah. Trent, yeah.
That's another guy that the Bengals could sign, but he will cost a pretty penny to get him. But the thing is, you have to protect your asset. You have to protect your biggest, and I say the biggest toy. And the biggest toy they got is Joe freaking Burrow.
Right. I'm going to have to do away with the military Bengals gear, I guess. I guess I'm going to just change my hat real quick because I still can't get over that last comment. I'm sorry. Sorry.
Thomas, you have made him leave the show. Jeremy, come back. I miss you.
What do you mean, buddy? I've been here the whole time.
Oh, hey, what's up? Where you been?
What's going on? Is this bright enough?
Celebrate. Go ahead, man. Crown says, don't forget about the defensive line. No, I'm not forgetting about the defensive line at all. I mean, you got to get that defensive line. And the thing is, that's like I said, if you get – you sign these two offensive line, that's the biggest thing is offensive line. You sign those guys, you can do whatever you want, you know? We have the first viewer on the show is one of our P1 guys, Dennis. DC, what's going on, brother?
What up, DB?
Hey, Dennis.
Hey, I'm just tired when a family member say, hey, you still a Bengals fan? I said, yeah. And he's an Eagles fan. I said, well, you're supposed to beat the Bengals. What happened? Come on, bring it.
Exactly.
I said, at least we still got a coach. We got better days than ahead of us than the Eagles.
Yeah, we got a quarterback too. That makes
sense. Yeah, we know who our quarterback is.
Yeah. Yeah. I can't wait our team gets good so we can stop taking crap from other people.
Well, we're still going to take crap from other people. That's what sports is about. Always give your friends crap. I do the Jeremy all the time.
Eventually the Bengals will be on top of the food chain. They will be the measuring stick. I know that's my dream.
Good. I'll just say, for the 5-year playoff run, they actually were one of the more consistent teams, you know, and people were saying how good of a running organization, run organization they were. So for 5 years, it was. Yeah, we couldn't win a playoff game, but, you know.
But I want them to be like, when they think of the Patriots, I want them to say, dang, that's the Bengals, too. I mean,
well, we got ways to go for that, Dennis.
I know, but that's my dream. That's my dream. That's my poor little fetch.
Me too, brother. Me too. I agree with you.
In our division, it's not exactly the easiest division to take over either. I mean, my God, if you can, go 7-9 and go to the playoffs. When I was watching Washington, I was thinking, my God, what are they doing in here? I mean, if we had Burrow back, I'd rather be watching, Cincinnati in that spot, but we will never, I don't want to say never, but not probably in my lifetime, go to a playoff at 7-9. Not in this division. I mean, it's just too good. Too good of a division.
That's only in the NFC NFC where they can have losing
NFC
records.
NFC least, yep.
All right, Dennis, since you're on, you want to try to do some Bengals trivia versus these two morons?
I don't. I think. Yeah.
I'll just pick one here. Let's see here. What tight end did the Bengals draft in 2019?
Was it Tyler Eifert?
Sample.
Who's that one play for the?
Yep, Sample. Drew Sample. The one and only. Let's try another one here. What running back? Oh, geez. This is prep. Oh, God. Jeremy, if you don't get this one, you don't deserve it. Never mind. I'll just leave this.
I won't say nothing. Go ahead. Read it.
See if you should get it. All right. What running back from Columbus, Ohio did the Bengals select with the 24th overall pick in the 1976 draft? I don't even have to look. I know this one. You know, Dennis?
No.
Oh, Mike, do you know?
I do not.
Oh, my God. Jeremy, go ahead. Do you know? Jeremy, come back.
He's probably looking on Google.
You can't cheat, Jeremy.
That's how he does it.
All right. So I guess since you guys don't know, I guess Jeremy's not coming back to the show. You guys don't know he's a back-to-back Heisman Trophy Award winner.
I don't, to be honest with you.
All right, I got to do this real quick. Archie Griffin.
Oh, man.
Are you kidding me?
I said that.
Two-time Heisman Trophy winner. Sorry, I had to take a breather.
He's very upset. All right, one more, and then we'll get back.
You know what? I will give you all props though, because he did not actually do much in the NFL when it come to his accolades as a college running back. So,
no, he was actually everybody forgets he was actually on the 81 Super Bowl team.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right, one more. When wide receiver TJ Houshmandzadeh caught a record 112 passes for the Bengals in 2007, the mark that stands entering the 2019 season, he broke the 11-year-old club record of what wideout?
Okay, can we rephrase that in a sentence?
All right,
TJ.
When wide receiver TJ Houshmandzadeh caught a record 112 passes for the Bengals in 2007, he broke an 11-year-old club mark of what whiteout?
Oh, boy.
11 years from Hushmanzada. Yeah,
and Jeremy, you should know this one, too.
Is it Carl Pickens?
Bam! Hold on a second. I'm sorry. Hold on a second. I got to do this first.
I don't know about you guys, but it's getting hot in here. Anybody else want to answer anything?
He's on fire! Well, one of them was a freaking Ohio State question. So, I mean, you should have got that. I mean, that, you know. Yeah. So, anything else, Dennis?
Not much. That's it. Thank you very much.
All right, brother. See ya.
Take care, easy. DP.
All right, guys. So if anybody else wants to try Bengals trivia and apparently take on Jeremy because he's dominating this performance. I mean, you might get an award for that one.
You never know. I mean, I'm sure somebody. I'm so big around here.
I might have to give you one of these strawberry ice koozies.
Yeah, I mean something. maybe even a little like Emmy award kind of thing for sports knowledge. I don't know, something.
Right. All right. Let's get back to the chat here. All right. Terrell, Sewell or Smith or trade down. Don't settle like Sample and Finley. Yeah. I mean, that's what the thing with trading down or trading up, that's so far away for the Bengals to decide what to do. Because to me, like I said, it depends on if they sign free agents, which I really do. I don't know. I just really think they are going to sign at least one free agent, hopefully two free agent offensive linemen. And they do that, it can make everything open up in the draft. You know, and Sewell may not be there. I mean, he might be there, but he might not.
Go ahead, Mike.
Yeah, I agree with you, Jeff. I mean, nothing's ever – when it comes to the draft – nothing's ever guaranteed when it comes to the draft because, literally, like you said, even if Sewell ain't there, doesn't mean there ain't no offensive lineman in there, you know? So,
yeah, that's the thing is you could trade down then and get some more.
Yeah.
What's up, TC?
What's up?
Hey, TC.
What's up, TC? I got a question for Jeremy.
What's up, bro?
What do you think of your quarterback, Baker Mayfield?
Yeah, Jeremy, what's up with your quarterback, Baker Mayfield?
You're pretty slick, aren't you, bro? Yeah. Love you, Joe. You got jokes, man. Maybe we'll bring you up on here and put you in one of those little jester hats, and you can anyway, yeah. Baker Mayfield can kiss my – all right? Where's my bleep button?
I don't have one of those. But, hey, one thing about the Browns-Kansas City game, I mean, the Browns – it's not necessarily that the Browns don't have a shot. I actually think they have a team that is, if they do it right, is built that they could beat the Chiefs. Could. Because exactly. They have the running game and they have a pretty good defense. You gotta keep Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs off the field as far, you know, the offense off the field. They gotta control the running game. You know, Baker can't make mistakes. And I mean, they gotta play even better than they played last week. Now, the Chiefs aren't going to give them the game like the Steelers did and hike the ball over the quarterback's head in the very first play. But I do think the Browns have a shot. I mean, we'll see. What do you guys think?
I hate to even think about the Browns moving forward into the playoffs even further. But you know what? They've stacked talent the last 3 years now, and they've kept it. And they finally found a coach to bring it all together. And I got to give it to them. But – at the end of the day, I hope the Chiefs beat them 52-0.
What do you got, TC?
Pretty harsh for your team.
TC, bro, I will find you. I have connections. All right? And don't make me switch the hat back over to the military.
Did you move
hat,
to Cleveland?
Right?
Jeez. Oh, but so the Chiefs, I mean, Patrick Mahomes is Patrick Mahomes, you know. And yeah. I'm pretty sure Kelsey should be there, by the way.
Yeah, right? Yeah. I think he's supposed to play. Yeah.
I'm making sure. And he's pretty good.
Oh, he's a Bearcat. Of course he's good. You know, yeah. What do you expect?
Well, I mean, my God, These guys have speed everywhere. Tyreek Hill,
yeah.
I mean,
yeah,
it. They have so much speed and talent that it's going to take a certain way to stop them. And it, the Browns could do it. I mean, like I said, the Browns have a, they have acquired a ton of talent, especially on defense, but on offense too. You know, they got Hunt from Kansas City, so you know they got Chubb running the ball as well. I mean, they've got good players.
And you got they got one of the biggest things that I want. They got a pass rusher, Myles Garrett.
Myles Garrett.
The Bengals to get somebody. I mean, I don't think there is a pass rusher out there in this draft like Myles Garrett. At least I don't think there is, but hopefully there is. But if the Bengals can get somebody like that in the second round or you know, or later rounds to pick up, that would be huge because that, like I said, if the Bengals get a pass rush on the quarterback and they can stop the run next year, that helps the secondary. Because I don't know about you guys, but I'm actually okay with the Bengals secondary just to keep it the way it is. I want them to concentrate on the defensive line as far as defensive side of the ball.
Yeah, I don't want to see LaShawn Sims starting next year at all.
No, you know? No. I want Waynes. Trayvon and Waynes, and I want Willie J3, and I want Bell, and you know.
I think our back. I don't even think Sims is a good backup. You know, I think he needs to be gone. I think we could get some guy in like the fifth round that could probably play as well as Sims.
Undrafted.
Better. He was too. So there you exactly.
I mean, even on the as far as the offensive side of the ball, as far as an offensive lineman goes, I mean, like Jeff said, if we can get a couple offensive linemen in the free agency, doesn't hurt to go through the draft and try to get another one or two offensive linemen. You know, that's good.
Well, one thing like I think Crown said it here in the chat, you can't forget about the defensive line. You know, like last year it seemed like they just concentrated on totally one side of the ball, except for drafting Joe Burrow and T. Higgins. Other than that, everything else was defense. All free agency, everything was defense. It was all secondary and linebackers, which, I mean, they had to fix that. There's a lot of stuff they had to fix, you know, from the team that Zach took over from Marvin. I mean, Marvin didn't leave. There wasn't a whole lot of talent. The talent that was here was old, you know. I mean, they were getting old, and they are on the backside of their career. So there's a lot of rebuilding that they had to do. But they have to get a game plan for two things, offensive and defensive line. You know, those are the two biggest keys, and they got to keep them.
No matter where it comes from, whether it's free agency or the draft. Yep,
exactly.
I mean, they still can get some defensive linemen, but what I'm saying is they can still get two offensive linemen in the free agency and still get a couple more offensive linemen in the draft if they're there.
Oh, yeah. Well, we got 8 picks this year, something like that. I think we got 8 picks.
Yeah. And we, you know, we're going to have the
– I got a question.
Yeah, what's up?
So if – say that lineman goes – like if we don't pick up linemen, say we don't in free agency, and that lineman goes off the board, what do you do then?
Try to find a defensive player, defensive lineman, if they got it.
Boy, that's a good question.
say it again. I was kind of reading the chat when you – say it again, TC.
So if we don't sign nobody in free agency, which is, you know, whatever, and say we're our picks up next and whoever's before us takes the lineman.
Mm-hmm.
And there's what pretty do we do then? A marginal drop off. So,
then you got to trade back. You got to trade out of that pick, trade back, try to get more multiple picks. I mean, that's the worst case scenario, that we don't sign anybody and Sewell's not there. Yeah. You got to trade back. Cause there are offensive linemen, multiple offensive linemen in this draft that you can get lower in the first round.
Solid.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. That'd be where I'm at on it too, man. Definitely. If you're stuck with – if we don't get – which, you know, we're doing all kinds of hypotheticals here. But
yeah. I mean, the draft's not till April 29th.
Exactly.
We got a ways to go.
But in free agency, say we get – defensive lineman instead of offensive lineman, and then we decide we're going to use the draft as our offensive line tool. Well, at that point, if everybody's gone, you know, if Sewell's gone or whatever, and you know, there's no really other lineman worth taking at 5, you can move back. And like Jeff was saying, there's a solid guy out of Northwestern, USC.
Mm-hmm.
And in the second round, you got Wyatt Davis that might still be there. I doubt he'll still be there, even though he did get nicked up the last game here. But I don't see him making it to the fifth round of the second, but or fifth pick of the second round. But anyway, you know, I'd move back and take the picks, man.
Yeah, JT's got an interesting one. He said, now this is kind of one thing I've kind of thought of too. Should we go after a center in free agency? We have Billy and
Billy who?
Huh?
Billy who? I don't know who he is. I'm just, he's terrible.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, he's saying that because Trey Hopkins is injured is what I think he's reason.
Oh, yeah. Billy, remember the last time I think Billy Price was in there, he oversnapped it, you know, I think it was against the Browns or somebody, and he oversnapped it.
He's miserable. And if we got 4 weeks, 5 weeks without Hopkins, Jeff and I have talked about it, and so has Mike, too.
Yeah, you know.
We've got to figure something out. You know, Billy,
you got to sign a guard who can play center as well. You can switch back and forth.
That would be something. Yeah. That would definitely be something to talk about or do.
Because Billy Price does worry me if we're relying on him at center, you know, but
for God knows how long.
Yeah. But I mean, if you have talent around him, maybe he's not as bad, and maybe Frank Pollock can actually coach him up. I don't know. I'm just throwing hypotheticals now. Exactly. Andrew says, wide receiver Chase at fifth pick, no matter what, if Sewell is gone.
Or Chase.
Well, okay. Then you're just that you're saying I agree with you if they sign free agent offensive linemen.
Exactly.
If they don't, getting Jamar Chase and not fixing that offensive line, you'd be in the same situation you are this year. You know, it doesn't matter if you have all the shiny toys, the fastest guys. And all this stuff, if Joe Burrow is laying flat on his ass, it doesn't matter. You know, you got to fix that offensive line. So I agree with you if they sign one or two offensive linemen in free agency. Other than that, Jamar Chase is not we have to have him. You don't have to have him. You have to have an offensive line. That is a must.
Right. And that's just another hypothetical saying that Sewell will be gone. He'll be – Who knows? He may still
there's be a really good chance he's going to be there. I mean, I think if these five quarterbacks, you know, do really good in the combine, if they have a combine, or if they do really good in the pro day or whatever, you know, these NFL teams just start drooling because what they all want is they want what Kansas City got. Kansas City got Patrick Mahomes on a rookie contract. Same thing that Seattle did with Russell Wilson. You get these quarterbacks on these rookie contracts who can play good, and you can win a Super Bowl before you have to pay them, and you can pay everybody else, and you just have a really good team, and go get a Super Bowl really quickly. You know, that's what everybody wants to do.
Yeah, and a lot of people don't remember back in the day. Yeah, you used to have to spend just about your whole cap on a quarterback in the first pick.
Yep.
Now there's a cap on what you have to pay them, so it's literally just working out the years and the fifth year option and that kind of stuff. So it isn't going to cost these teams much. You got Justin Fields out there, you got Lawrence out there, you got a couple other guys. You never know. I honestly think he could make it back to us as well. I totally agree.
I mean, they have to, even if there is an offensive line, the Bengals really need to figure it out how to get an offensive line, you know, because like I said on the last show, you know, they really need to protect Burrow. If they don't and he winds up messing that knee up again, he could be done for his career at the age of 24. So
I say that might happen.
Well, no, I'm not saying it will, but
I called it into existence the first time. Yeah, I know.
Yeah, so shut up.
TV. Like, I was mad.
My God, though, he was getting killed. And like Mike was saying, and like Jeff's saying, no matter what, if he comes back next year and he's only got 3 seconds to get rid of the ball, and then when he gets rid of it, he's taking hits every time. It's just, like I said, the beginning of this year, it's a matter of time before one guy trips into him or whatever and a bad thing happens. So, hey, TC, what's up, bro?
Hey, TC.
Man.
Hey, we can see your face. Camera. What's going on, brother? Nice hair.
Yeah. I know. He's doing the best Charlie impression.
But no, I'm not trying to get the fans to be worried about Burrow getting hurt. I'm just trying to say that Bengals really desperately need an offensive line. They need some offensive linemen to protect him because they can't go with what they had this past year, or his career is done. So they really need to search for an offensive lineman no matter how hard it gets.
All right, I got a trivia question for you guys. I'm just gonna throw it out there. Hold on a second. I gotta get the graphic up here. Hang on a second. And you can try to answer it too there, TC. Oh, TC, why don't you turn your camera back off? Turn it back on. Turn it back on. All right, here you go. All right, what? You guys ready?
Yeah.
Which visiting team did the Bengals beat 24-10 in 1968 for their first regular season game in team history?
That was back.
None of us were alive then, but go ahead.
That was back before my time. The Steelers, Squealers,
Chargers.
What do you got, TC?
I can't answer that.
Let's see. My guess is the Denver Broncos.
Oh, right? Good guess.
Can you hear me?
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Take it. Get working. Out of here.
I want a refund.
Hey, TC, how old are you, man?
16.
Okay, well, I won't ask my next question, then I'll wait.
Oh, my God. You're the same age as my daughter.
I've got one in the 2000s, but, yeah, you probably – yeah.
I'm like 2000.
You're 2004.
Yeah, so like
you're same age as my daughter. You will never meet her, by the way, just letting you know.
You're not coming on here to hook up, TC, all right?
Oh, Jesus.
All right, you don't got to rub it in, Browns fan.
Oh, yeah, Browns fan, take that.
Hey, it ain't my fault that somebody doesn't know the Bengals logo, okay, TC? That's all I'm saying. Or the stadium that we play in that currently sits behind me now. Oh, God. All love to JT or whoever that was. New guy, newer guy, whatever. I don't know. All love.
Dennis has got a couple questions here. Let's see. Hey, Strawberry Ice, don't know what mock draft you've been watching, but most mock drafts I've been watching, Penei Sewell is gone, and the Bengals don't get them. Let me speak, and that's the other people's podcast. Well, mock drafts, just because they say that doesn't mean that's what's going to happen. I mean, I'm just saying there's a lot of quarterbacks out there that these other teams could probably go after.
See, this is what a Bengals hat looks like.
Yeah.
Yeah, y'all flat build generation. Yeah. Oh, Lord. Y'all got so much to learn. Like, oh, hold on. Let me hold on. Let me join the crowd here with everybody.
That's hilarious.
You don't remember these, do you? You know, this thing used to flip up and then, oh, that's when you ended the call.
It's like the Browns franchise. It flips up and flips down.
Oh, baby.
Don't get me started, boy. You don't even know.
All right, TC. Anything else, brother?
No, but thanks.
Hey, right, man. Thanks, TC, it's always fun, buddy.
See you later, easy, Browns, man. Hear me?
Later, bro. Oh, God.
All right. I see here. Dennis got something else. Just hope the Bengals next year is not part-time and good. They come to play. Sometimes they don't come to play. They know the time. Maybe it's the coach of the play. I have no idea what you're trying to say there, Dennis.
Part-time, they come to play. It's just time for us to put everything together.
Put it all together. Yeah. I agree with you. Yeah, I agree with you. That's what you're saying. Yeah, I agree with you. Time, put up or shove. Like I said in my notes here, with talking about the free agents, it's this is the time to go for it, man. I mean, look, you got to go for it. You got what, potentially 4 years before you got paid, Joe. You know, it's a fifth year option, and I'm sure the Bengals will pick it up. But you know, you got to go. Yeah, you put your foot on the gas, and you got to go. You know, all out, and I'm not saying give these guys whatever they want, but you might have to overpay to get them, and that's fine. Overpay to get these offensive linemen, because I'd rather do that than take a chance on a rookie guy. I mean, I just would. It's just because the Bengals you know, way the Bengals drafted have went with offensive linemen, you know?
Exactly. And Mike, I don't know how, what you think about this either, but, you know, I think we're in a pretty good position because we've got who we already know is our franchise quarterback. So we can go out and with our contract being up in 2025, you know, we can really put together a great team and have a great team for a couple years by the time that comes. And then mm-hmm. the fans and everybody in Cincinnati will be more than happy to spend a couple extra tax dollars to build a Ring of Honor, an indoor practice facility. You know, our video boards, is what I, our LCD or, you know, LCD screens or whatever they are. I don't even think they're that. We can upgrade all that stuff.
No, I agree. I mean, I know Bengals want to have a great team for a long time, and that will come. But to keep Cincinnati in Cincinnati, you know, you're going to have at least two or three good years to prove to the fans that, you know, they are wanting to win. So it's going to have to, like Jeff said, it's going to take some money, but I think they can do it.
I know. Yeah, a couple people on the chat said they got to say sign Willie J3. Anthony says they won't. I think they will. Like I said, Mike Brown, he pays his players, you know, and the thing that surprised me last year, he paid players that weren't even on his team at the beginning of the year. You know, he went and got them. So he approved, well, maybe not necessarily he went and got them, but he approved the Bengals to go get these guys, you know. And I mean, Spain was a free agent. I mean, it's during the season, but he was a free agent and he chose to come here. So to me, those are all good signs. So yeah, I don't know. Like I said, I don't know if they're not going to sign Willie J3. I think you're stupid if they don't. But I mean, like Jeremy says, we got $30 million. That's a lot of money.
Yeah. And that's where I'm at on it. Like, you know, sometimes he keeps his players or pays his players almost to a fault.
Yeah. He's very loyal.
Yes. But with WJ3, you know, he's a top notch guy. You know, he's not a well-known anybody that other than Chad Johnson, who literally had to make up dances each time he had a touchdown to be on SportsCenter to get a name. You know, nobody really knows about Cincinnati players. And Willie J is a solid cornerback. And if we can offer him a contract that, you know, kind of marks how he plays, then I'd love to have him across from Trey Waynes and even Mackenzie Alexander. I'd like to get him back and let him play in the slot, you know, cover guy.
The Mackenzie Alexander, did we sign him for 1 year or is he signed for multiple years?
1 year.
And he got hurt. So there's, I mean, I think there's a good chance we can re-sign him too because, well, he got hurt. I don't think he's going to, you know, his market value is that big because he didn't play at all this year. So, go ahead, Mike.
My thing is with William Jackson, are they willing to pay him like what the Chargers would pay him? You know, because the Chargers are looking at William Jackson III. Or is he willing to take a pay cut for a year and maybe play here for couple years or so and then try to give him a higher price on it?
Well, see the thing is, I don't think Willie – I know there's not a lot of cover corners out there, but I just don't see Willie J costing that much money. I don't see a team going, you know, that quarterback for the Bengals, you know, that 4-13 team or whatever our record was, I think we need to go get him. I just don't see it, you know. I mean, maybe I'm wrong. I mean, I could. That's just my personal opinion. I don't think it's going to be that hard to sign him, you know. You know.
Other than there's been a few reports that some teams are going to come after him, you know.
Yeah, I'm sure. Yeah,
but we may have to, you know,
up it a little bit.
Yeah, or match it, you know, and keep him here, whatever stipulations are in his contract. But you know, I could see this when I'd keep Willie J for sure.
Now, Keith says, Mike Brown pays his players. Problem is he picks his players and refuses to pay great O linemen. Now, I can't argue with that. I mean, the reason this – and I don't necessarily think that he picks all of them right now. I think since Marvin got here, I think Marvin did a lot of it, and then Duke Tobin took over. So I really don't think Mike picks as many players. I think there are guys that he wants. Like, I think John Ross, he wanted John Ross. You know, and I think that, and that's the reason Marvin Lewis is like, well, I didn't want him. I'm not going to play him. So I do think he does, but he did that. But I do agree with Keith. they let offensive linemen go, which is, and they've done it for years, and it drives me. I mean, Paul Brown did it. You know, Paul Brown, if you guys don't remember, the first version of free agency was Plan B free agent, and they let Max Montoya go. And that was the end of the Bengals' run of in the late 80s going into the early 90s. That offensive line went downhill because you cannot let guys go like that. You got to sign them. They didn't. I mean, everybody bangs on Mike Brown, but I'm pretty sure Paul Brown was still around when Max left. And I think that was – I'm pretty sure – yeah, that was because Max was playing for the Raiders – the LA Raiders when we hurt Bo Jackson. So I know, and Paul Brown was still alive then. So Paul Brown let Max go. So for some reason, it's been a philosophy for the Bengals to not pay their offensive linemen. So Mike Brown didn't learn it from, he learned it from his dad.
That's true. And there's a lot of other teams that do the same thing. Honestly. I mean, if we really wanted to look around at different teams, we just, you know, look at the Bengals because this is our team.
Right.
There's a lot of other teams that do the same thing. And yes, did I want to see Whitworth go? No. Did they pay him?
They let Zeitler go. They should. I've said this on the show multiple times. When the 5-year run ended, four guys, we had Sanu, Marvin Jones, you can let them go. You signed Whitworth, you signed Zeitler. You don't let those two go. That's what they should have done, but they didn't. Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off there.
No, I mean, that's exactly what I was getting at, man. Just that same, you literally took it out of my mouth. And even you could go back to Willie Anderson's era, you know, we let him go. And he had 2-3 great years left in him in Baltimore. Mm-hmm. You know, and it's just like, it's unbelievable. And I know I've said this from game one on this show, you know, it's unbelievable how bad this line is, how they're letting Joe Burrow get killed every day. You know, every time he throws the ball, he's getting smashed, he's getting hammered, but it's the truth. And until I don't care if we pick up five offensive linemen I've never heard of. I don't know their team. I don't watch Northwestern really, unless they play the Buckeye, whatever. But if we get five solid guys, I don't care. If we get two solid guys, I don't care. As long as they're good players, I don't need to know their name.
I said this before. If Trey Hopkins, the one that scares me is Trey Hopkins. He's got a knee injury. That scares me. That was something I wasn't. And I know the Bengals weren't planning on having to deal with. They thought they had the center, and you thought you had your left tackle fixed. And I think Spain is a solid guard, so I think you're good there. If you get Tunney, which maybe Tunney can play. I didn't see anything about him playing center. That's why, because I don't necessarily like Billy Price, but for them to try to get three guys, and the thing is, you can draft a backup center in the draft. You know, you can find a center, you know, in the second. Well, I want to say second. I would do second round. I would try to get a pass rusher, but you can find a center, hopefully in later rounds. Until Trey gets back. Trey will be back. I just don't think it's going to be for the beginning of the year. But the thing is, just say you get Trey and you have Jonah Williams and you have Spain. I think those are three solid linemen that we have. You got to get a right tackle and then another guard, and I think we're good. I mean, I would like to add – I mean, I will never say you never have enough talent. That's one thing. I would not say, oh, we do that. Okay, oh, we're good. We don't have to do anything else. No, you keep stacking talent. I mean, and that's one thing that kind of drives me nuts. Everybody's I banged a Bobby Hart all year. I thought Bobby Hart was terrible. But Bobby Hart got better as the season went along. He is not a starting tackle in the NFL. But you need backups. You need a guy who you can plug and play if somebody gets hurt. And Bobby Hart, I think, is capable of doing that for one or two games, you know, to fill in. So everybody wants to cut Bobby Hart. Well, you still need talent. You still need backups. So I'm not sold on cutting Bobby Hart or Fred Johnson. I think there's both of them are very good backup players for us.
Yeah, and we've said that a long time. You know, we've said these would make good backup ball players because they have some great games, then they have some horrible games. They have some great. So, you know, if they got to be in three or four games, especially a center for Hopkins, because and by the way, everybody's saying, well, how can Burrow even think about being back the first game when he tore his ACL, MCL, and there was other damage, blah, blah, blah. It's a lot different. Plus, it was about a month and a half later. But on top of that, there's a big difference between playing quarterback and going back, throwing the ball, maybe, you know, moving around a little bit, and literally lifting up 350-pound lineman in the middle.
There's a big weight difference, too.
Exactly. And so you add the 320-whatever that Hopkins may be, you add the 350 across from him, and him pushing that leverage up to block that man, that's a lot more strain on the knees than what a quarterback will go through ever in his life.
Yeah, Anthony says you can take Willie J3's money invested in free agency. But the thing is, I want to keep – to me –
who are you going
to
take?
Yeah. Well, the thing is, you keep your good players. I don't want to lose any of our good players. We need to keep all the talent. Yeah, we need all the talent we can keep. You keep him. I'm not saying overpay him. And I don't know. It's just a gut feeling. I don't think we're going to overpay for him. I don't think somebody's going to go, we need to give that guy, you know, $30 million. You know, that's a little bit of an exaggeration. But, you know, if they do, go ahead. But I don't think that's going to be a problem, you know. And right. I always like Keith's comments when he's on here. Let me bring it back up here. I need to get Keith in. Who's the other guy? Ken? Is that what his name? He was from down there in Carolina, Jeremy?
Ken. Yeah.
I need to get Keith and Ken on here sometime. You two would be fun to listen to talk football. But, okay, Keith. Mike thinks he is dad. His dad could get a Division III guy and black back players for nothing because no one scouted them. Mike thinks he could find diamonds in the rough. I don't think Mike thinks that anymore. Because if he did, who's the player, the guy who's the GM for the, or well, slash GM for the
Tobin?
Tobin. Yeah, Tobin wouldn't be there. And Mike has added scouts, not as many as he should. So, I mean, Mike's given up a lot of control, I think, more than he did before. Those things, yes, when Mike first took over, yes, Mike thought he could do exactly what his dad did. And we went for, you know, the whole decade, almost the whole decade of the 90s. And finally, he went and hired Marvin Lewis and things were different and he gave up some control. And that's why we had five straight playoffs. That's why we had multiple playoffs with Marvin Lewis. You know, anyway, what's up, Natty?
Natty.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
What's good, man? Good.
So, how you doing?
Good. I think you need to re-sign WJ3, man. I don't know. I don't think you pay him top 10 corner money because I don't know if he's a top 10 corner, but, you know, if you could get him at a discounted price, then I think because the thing is, if we let him go, you're going to create another need for yourself at that position.
Exactly.
Right? So, like,
it's.
Yep. So instead of going into draft. Oh, my bad.
Go ahead. No, you go, bud.
Instead of going into the draft having a few needs, or, you know, you create another need, or instead of like taking an additional offensive lineman that you could take with a pick, you have to take your third or second round pick and take another corner.
Right. It would be the same thing as what they had to do with drafting John Ross. You're letting guys go, and then you're replacing something that you don't need to replace. Just keep the Bengals need to keep their good players. They can't let these guys go. You got to keep your good players, and then you add on. We're not we can't afford to subtract anybody right now. Anybody good, that is.
No,
you know, they're good players. You got to keep them.
Yeah, and if you guys think about it, you know, Von Bell did not play very well the first half of the season.
No, he got better.
And he got a lot better towards the end. And, you know, you bring in a cornerback, we run a completely different scheme than he came from. You know, a great example, you know, is really Sean Wade, you know, the way he plays on the outside, the way he plays on the inside. But when you talk about WJ3, he knows our system. He knows, you know, what we run, and that's an ad. Why subtract that from Cincinnati?
We're going five wide here. We got Keith. What's going on, Keith?
What's up, Keith?
What's up, Keith?
Hey, guys.
Okay. I love that.
Hello?
Hey, what's up, man? We're here. Can you hear us?
Oh, okay. I didn't know if you guys could hear me or not.
Yep.
I want to vent about something real quick. You know, I'm a conspiracy theorist, and I think every Bengal fan should be after seeing the number of times we've been hosed in Pittsburgh and Baltimore game.
Yo.
Oh.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no.
Keith, oh, that was going to be good. Keith, come back.
Conspiracy theorist, man.
Oh, I want to hear this.
Nothing better than that. Natty, you were about to get some free entertainment, man.
Stupid internet. Keith, jump back on, brother. All right, Brandon, let's see here. All right, Natty, got anything else?
Bobby Hart, you know, do we keep him or do you let him go? Because I think his contract's up this year, right? Or this, it's already up.
No, I'm pretty sure they re-signed him last year.
Yeah, I think he got like a 2-year extension or so. I don't know. I'd have to look it up.
He got signed last year, and that fired everybody up. Fired me up. Like, that was stupid. Up,
in my opinion, I would cut him.
Well, me too, but backup, if he's a backup.
He's a backup, yeah. I keep it as backup. All right, Keith, you're back. What's up, buddy? What's
up with that conspiracy theory, man? Theory. Love that decal behind you.
Did you guys watch the Titans-Baltimore game?
Yes.
Yes.
Did you see, and even the announcers covered for this, there were two plays in that game. They called, at first, it looked like they called holding on Baltimore on a punt. And the announcers and the
I know what he's getting at, though, because my dad's the same way.
Go ahead, Jeremy.
He's probably getting ready to talk about the referees and what they announce. It's like they already know what they're doing. Mm-hmm. The referees have the outcome of the game. The announcers are in on it. My dad's a lot like that, too. He thinks, and he's not a conspiracy theorist, but he's just like, well, look at it. It's right in front of your face. You know, so hopefully he can make it back.
Yeah, well, I mean, with Bengals history, yeah, there's times you can think that, like, what the hell is going on?
Yep. Look at all the touchdowns, Burrow.
Hey, Natty, let me let you go. I'm gonna try to just bring Keith on here by himself, see if that helps him out. All right, buddy. All right, thanks, Natty.
Thanks, Nat.
Thanks, Nat.
All right, let's bring Keith up. All right, Keith, we're just going full with four of us here. See if that helps your internet out.
Okay. Well, it keeps saying that I need a hard connection instead of Wi-Fi. I don't know. But anyway, my point was Marcus Peters clearly shoves the receiver down, intercepts the pass, and then the announcers covered on that. They said, oh, he slipped. He didn't slip. If you saw the play, he shoves him to the ground.
Yep. Arm was extended completely. Yep. Yes.
Well, I got a couple of things for that, too, because, I mean, if you listen to Joe Burrow on his interview with Cowhead, he even talked about how he didn't get calls, you know, because I was in the Philly game where he got – and Jeremy brought this up, where he got shoved. I saw that he got shoved late out of bounds. He looks at the ref and goes, hey, ref, what about the late call? He goes, oh, you're not getting that call, Rook. Dude, I don't care if you're a rookie or not. That's a late hit on a quarterback.
It happened all year long. Yeah. I know I complained about it a lot, but it was
And if it's Brady, if it's Raphisberger, if it's Rodgers, and I'm a Packer fan.
Yep.
They get touched, it's a call. Mm-hmm.
Well, one thing you got hopefully that Joe can reach that potential, because there's lots of ratings or whatever of the young quarterbacks coming out, even Cowhead, who banged on Joe, said he was going to be Tony Romo and everything. You know, they're putting Burrow and Sherbert and all these guys up there, and Josh Allen now up there with the next potential great quarterbacks. You know, the next Aaron Rodgers and Tom Brady and Drew Brees, and because those guys are getting older, so they're going to be gone here in a couple of years, and they're looking at the next great quarterbacks, and Joe Burrow is right up there with them. So hopefully, if the Bengals don't screw this up and they go fix the offensive line, that Dennis said, we can become like the Patriots or become one of these better franchises. Because the thing is, and Keith, this, and we said this on the show, my opinion, Joe Burrow is potentially the best quarterback the Bengals have ever had.
Without doubt. Without doubt. And here's the thing, guys, to me at least, Mike Brown has a template. And you mentioned him, Josh Allen. Give Josh Allen all the props in the world. He looked like pure garbage his first 2 years.
Yes, he did.
Now, part of that is hard work, I'm sure. But part of it is the Bills went out and got guys around him.
Yeah, they got the wide receiver.
Until Mike Brown does that, we're going to be right where we're at now. Well, you I agree. Joe Montana.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Dan Marino, all of them in their prime, Peyton Manning, it ain't going to make a damn.
No, I agree.
Until you get guys around them.
And the only thing that gives me hope that that is going to change and they're going to do something different this year is because of what they did last year. In my opinion, if Jim Turner wasn't an idiot and tell them that their offensive line is fine, I think they would have done something. Because if you look at what they did on the defensive side of the ball, they did exactly what Armadillo wanted. He said he wanted to run a 3-4. So what they do? They went and got a whole bunch of linebackers, and they got secondary help. So he could run a 3-4. He never freaking ran it.
Well, why do you hire a guy who had crappy defenses where he was before? Just like Frank Pollock. Why are you bringing this guy? That's Mike Brown's problem, too. Don't retread, guys. If they weren't successful here, they went somewhere else, and they weren't successful. What makes you think they're going to be successful bringing them back here?
Frank Pollock, I
said the same thing about Frank Pollock. You'll have to talk to Jeff the Iceman Trenable up here about Frank Pollock.
I'm more okay with Frank Pollock. The only reason is Joe Mixon is. And if Joe Mixon likes him, then there's got to be something there. And Pollock only was here for, I think, 1 year. And then he didn't get fired. He actually asked to leave. But he went to
the Jets.
Well, that I can't. Why he went there, I have no idea. But
and it was horrible.
The thing is, though, either way,
and Adam Murrow was horrible with the Giants.
What's that?
Yep. Adam Murrow was horrible as DC with the Giants. Why did you bring him here?
Yeah, I'm not. I mean, I haven't been an Armadillo fan at all. I'm not saying Frank Pollock is the greatest offensive coach ever. I have no idea, but he's got to be better than Jim Turner. You know,
Let's bring back McAnally out of retirement. Bring back Bernie McAnally.
Yeah, he's in his 70s. I think he's done.
Hey, look at LeBeau. Nice.
Yeah. Yeah. He's retired too. But I mean, my point was, I guess, that from what the Bengals did last year, you could see what their plan was in the offseason. They followed their plan through. It was a stupid plan. You know, they should have fixed the offensive line. But I think this year they realize that the fan base is going to kill them if they don't fix the offensive line. So I think that is going to be the main concentration this offseason, the offensive line and the defensive line, because those to me were the two biggest problems with the team. You know,
I was impressed. I think the linebackers made a lot of progress. We're still not where we need to be, but I think the linebacking was better than it's been the last couple years.
I really like Logan Wilson. I'd never heard of the guy, but I know he didn't play the last couple games. But him and Davis Gaither and even Josh Bynes, all three of those guys really stepped up, I think, this year.
Yeah, and it really goes back to what I was saying. You know, Von Bell didn't have a very good first part of the year. He started figuring out the defense. He played much better. You look at Bynes. He really didn't have a great first part of the year, but – as he started learning the defense, he got better. And that's when we go back to Willie J and say, are we going to let somebody else take him and bring in a new guy to have to learn the system and learn all this, or keep him as the solid cornerback that he is and have Trey Waynes on the other side of him, who's been sitting on the bench all year. I know, but we paid him big bucks. He's another shutdown corner that should be ready to rock and roll. And I see a backfield, defensive backfield, ready to go. Linebackers ready to go. We need to work on the defensive line, keep Burrow safe, and go win the Super Bowl.
Well, the other thing, too, is if you fix that offensive line, that helps out your running game. And you get a running game, which, to me, with Mixon out, Zach Taylor, hopefully Gio has proven to him that he can be a good number two running back, along with I want to say Sua, the other running back we had this year.
P. Ryan?
Yeah, P. Ryan, yeah. Well, along with him, if you get those three going, that makes it even easier for Joe Burrow. So the offense all hinges on the offensive line. And I've said this, I got a conversation with the Natural about this. He's like, what does his offense look like? Well, when the offensive line played really good, it was against Tennessee. What did we do there? We ran the ball a ton, and we threw it a ton. It was very balanced offense, and I think that's what Zach wants to do, you know, moving forward. But you got to have the offensive line to do it.
Well, you guys have heard me say this before. Jeremy, you're spot on. Here's the thing that makes Mike Brown so stupid, in my opinion. What do we know about Mike Brown? He's cheap. What's the best way to build your football team?
Line your
offensive and defensive line. They make less money than the skill players. If you build a dominant O-line, it gives your running backs bigger holes. It gives your quarterback more time. It gives your receivers more time to get open. Therefore, you don't have to spend as much money on this. You can get by with lesser skill players. Same thing, defensive side of the ball. You get four guys who can get pressure. That makes your linebackers better. Mm-hmm. It makes your DBs better.
That's exactly right. It's exactly right. You don't have to have – that's perfectly put. You don't have to go reach for a John Ross in the draft. You don't have to go reach for – you know.
Yeah, that's what I just said with the guys. Like, if Sewell's not there, you got to take Ja'Marr Chase. I'm like, no. If you get Ja'Marr Chase, it still doesn't fix the biggest problem of the team, and that's the offensive line. If just say worst-case scenario, they don't sign any offensive linemen, and Sewell is gone. To me, you trade down, you get more picks, and you take offensive linemen then. And we lost Keith again.
Oh, man.
Damn.
But, yeah, that's right. But even if we did take Ja'Marr Chase, whatever, that's great. But we've got to get that offensive line taken care of. I'm excited to see CJ Uzomah come back and watch Burrow throw that backside ball or just over the middle or anything to Uzomah, because he can loft that ball. And Uzomah was having a great start, probably the best start of his career with Burrow until he got hurt. So, Dallas, my man, what's up, bro?
What's up, Dallas?
I just want to say, I think what Nacho was saying earlier, I think signing Willie J would be huge because Willie Jackson plus also – could you say – well, you said Willie Jackson and Mackenzie Alexander are both – their contracts both end this year?
Yeah. They're both keepers, I think. Yeah. But go ahead. Yeah.
So, the defensive line, both of the – I think if you fix the defensive line, get pressure on the quarterback. I know we said it all freaking year.
Mm-hmm.
If you get pressure on the freaking quarterback – they're not going to have time to throw the ball. And they are lockdown corners. If you get, you know, if you don't have time to throw the ball, then like they've been really well covering the receivers.
Yeah, they're solid as you can get, really. I mean,
and even Phillips. Yeah. Phillips pretty well this year.
Good young talent.
Phillips is going to be there.
And I think Ken should hop on here because he's blown up the chat. And I think he should pop one here on live because he is blowing up the chat.
What's he got going on? What's he saying?
There he is.
Ken's
got going on.
Defensive lineman, draft Marvin Wilson, the end out of FSU. He's got lots of stuff. Keith, do you leave again? Aggone it, Keith.
Keith's internet just cannot hang on, man. It's struggling.
Get an Ethernet cord and plug into your router. That would help.
I understand if you can't, Keith. I have to have like the top notch internet up here in North Alabama. And I don't have it plugged into my computer, but if I didn't pay what I pay, I'd be doing click. I'd be on.
Yeah, I got mine plugged in because if mine screws up, then the whole show goes haywire, which has happened a couple times here if you guys have watched the show.
But love the gear though, Dallas.
Heck yeah. Yeah, I love it. Love it, man.
Yeah, Ken said he's blowing it up because he cares about the team. Dude, we all care about the team.
That's why
we're all on the show here.
Heck yeah, Ken.
You think so what would you do, Dallas, if we take care of the offensive line in free agency and Sewell's gone? Do you take Ja'Marr Chase? Do you move back five spots and might miss out on Ja'Marr Chase or Pitts or one of these other luxury type picks? You stay put, take them. What would you do, Dallas?
I think you go for Ja'Marr Chase, but I think because Joe Burrow has that connection with him, and so I think adding another wide receiver because you're losing AJ Green probably. I don't think they're going to re-sign. you're losing an all-star receiver. You know, I get he's not an all-star receiver anymore, but you're losing a receiver for the Bengals. So you, know,
The thing is, though, Dallas, if you don't need that's what I've been saying, and Keith brought it up. If you fix the offensive line, you don't need an all-star receiver. You can get a guy in the second round or third round or whatever. If Joe Burrow is your quarterback and you can run the ball, you can. It makes it so much easier. You don't have to get the Marshall. This team has to fix the offensive line, and they have to fix the defensive line. Shorty here says, tuning in Moten immediately fixes the line. Exactly. Immediately gets quality depth in second and fourth rounds. We're set. Jonah, Tooney, Hopkins, Spains, Moten. Yeah, exactly. Is above average offensive line and allows us to grab Chase. Yeah, that, and you could do that. And that's the thing. If you sign both those, yes, I will be perfectly fine. If you sign Tooney and you sign Moten, I'll be perfectly fine.
Jordy nailed it.
Yeah, that's perfect.
That's what we're going for. I hope.
Yeah, that's honestly how I started the show. That's what I want them to do. I don't know if they'll do it or not. That's why I wrote all this crap down about Tooney and Morton and you know all these guys.
Right. I didn't get a receiver before line. I'm like line first and then receiver. Like
yeah, exactly.
Third pick before a receiver. I mean that can win.
We're going to have some good shows on free agency and draft time. I have a feeling there's going to be some movement. I hope
we're going to talk. We're going to talk it to death. We got five.
Hell, we're talking about it already.
Yeah, it's January, man. The draft's not till April. So, I mean, honestly, as a talk show host here, I pray to God the Reds do something so I don't have to keep talking about the draft all the time. But I mean, I'll keep talking about it. It's cool. I like it, but. Man, I hope the Reds do something.
Doing everything. The Reds are just getting rid of the whole team.
Yeah. They haven't got rid of anybody yet. They haven't got rid of anybody yet. Well, they got rid of Iglesias. That's the only one they've gotten rid of. Everybody, you know.
There's three more waiting in the wings. We just don't know when it's going to happen or if it's even going
to
happen.
Yeah, I mean, everybody keeps saying these reports that they're going to trade this guy. They're going to trade. To me, if the Reds trade anybody, they're stupid because you could win the freaking Central Division with the team you have right now. You can.
Especially Moose. I can't believe that his name. I mean, geez.
They just signed him. Why the hell? Let's be honest. Why would they trade him the next year?
It doesn't make any sense to me.
None.
Yeah,
go ahead, Dallas. What's up?
I missed the day when it was Todd Frazier, Zach Cozart, Joey Votto, Jay Bruce, Shin-Soo Chu, and I can't remember the left fielder.
We didn't have one.
Yeah, it was bro.
Something.
Well, I'll tell you this. I miss the days. It was Joe Oliver catcher, Chris Sabo at third base, Barry Larkin at shortstop, Mario Duggan at second base, Hal Moores at first base, Billy Hatcher in left field, Eric Davis at center field, Paul O'Neill in right field. And he had the Nasty Boys coming out of the bullpen, slamming the door, baby. That's what I'm talking about. That's what I want to get back to. Woo! World Series.
Barnhart.
You weren't around for the Nasty Boys, were you, Dallas?
I forgot about Devin Mesoraco.
Devin Mesoraco, yes.
Oh. My man.
I'm young. Can't.
Yeah. I understand, bro.
We know, dude. I'm just giving you a hard time.
90s Reds book, man. You'll be filled in quick.
Exactly. All right, Shorty said, in today's NFL, you win with offense, and our offense is clearly much closer to winning us games and scoring 30 per game. They scored a lot this year with the crappy offensive line we had when Joe Burrow was in there. 30 per game, then our defense is in stopping teams like Baltimore and Buffalo. And the thing is, too, honestly, I mean, you know, the old saying goes defense wins championships, which I agree with that saying. But it's not necessarily true in this, you know. I mean, Kansas City, they won with offense. I mean, they had a good defense, but it ain't a great defense.
No, the defense is pretty average.
Yeah, no, I was just agreeing with Shorty the way he, you know, is pretty much saying that, you know, your defense, when you've got these quarterbacks like Lamar Jackson that can make, I don't care how well you make, you run your defense, whether it's Lou or it's, somebody else. It doesn't matter how well you play your gaps and you stay on your man and all this, but when the quarterback can just fake a, you know, like he's throwing it, and you run, and you, one of your cornerbacks starts running down the field like he's supposed to do with the wide receiver, and he decides to take off for 20 yards, 25 yards, 50 yards. It's hard to stop every time. You're just not going to be able to do it. What was that, buddy?
John Ross could have been that way. He could have been. He could have been Tyreek Hill.
He could. He could have. And
he, I don't know what he's just a bust. I don't know.
He could end up with a team like Kansas City or somewhere like that and end up being a superstar.
I can totally see him go to Kansas City and him blowing up. I don't know. I just can't.
And he's going to go somewhere. Going, why? Why?
Yeah, right.
Yeah. So. Probably.
Now, Maddie, I do agree. Back.
Oh. Go ahead, Mike. What were you saying?
Oh, I was just going to say, I do agree with the whole the defense winning games and stuff, because look at this year of the Bengals, you know. How many games have the Bengals should have won that could have came down to the defense?
Well, the Colts.
The Colts, yeah. For sure.
Yeah, I mean,
yeah.
Our defense was just – it wasn't – the thing – the problem with our defense is it wasn't even average. We were just bad. Well, most games.
I mean, to me, the problem was – We ran we let the guys, I mean, like I said, I've said this a million times about the Colts game. We let them run right over the middle of the field wide open.
Yeah.
You know, and I mean, I don't understand that defense.
A lot of it's coaching, and we brought him back.
Exactly. That's where I'm like,
Jason.
Tom, wait. Go ahead, Natty, what's up?
What's up?
They were playing man coverage. And then WJ3 or LeSean Sims would get beat, and they gave up a touchdown. And then Lou Anarumo decides, let's play zone. Zone doesn't work. Don't have the personnel for zone coverage. Just man up on the receivers.
Right.
And every time it's because they stop playing man coverage. If they stuck with man coverage, and maybe this year it'll be better because you'll get Trey Waynes back, and if they bring J3 back, you don't have to worry as much. You just need to have to get a consistent pass rush and cause turnovers, and that's how you'll
win. Yeah, if they can get a consistent pass rush, that fixes a lot of stuff. You know, a lot of stuff.
And I know we're, you know, way over on Showtime here, but I gotta disagree with Ken there, saying that Marcus Hunt is just fine with Lawson.
Yeah, I
could see Lawson, but Marcus Hunt has done. He can't. He's a big dude. He gets his hands up every now and again, but he is not a pass rusher like the Bengals side he was going to be at all, or the Colts.
No, all he does is get for height.
Right. Yep. Hey, Dallas, I'm going to let you jump off here because five of us is a bit much to talk, but appreciate you, brother.
Yeah, you good?
Yeah. We love you, Dallas.
I'll let you stay on, Natty, because I cut you short last time, so.
But I think if we're going to win games, we're going to have to dominate offensively and just take every and any opportunity to score. Because I think with Joe Burrow is an elite enough quarterback at this point in his career where he's going to be able to carry the offense. And it's just going to be the defense producing enough stops and turnovers to where we're in a position to win. Because this year, he brought us back, but how many times did they not take advantage offensively because somebody missed a block somewhere or somebody dropped the ball and then there goes the drive instead. You know, and we could blame the defense, but I don't know what to expect from defenses today. They're not very good as they were maybe 20 years ago.
Right. And I think a lot of it, you know, there was a lot of fouls, a lot of penalties. And then when you want to talk about Lou, you know, and we've said this 100 times, but we get a lead and we get conservative, and it felt
back up.
Yes.
Back up, back up, back up, back up.
And Marvin Lewis was one of the worst at doing that. Yep. And we get a lead, and we play safe. We play not to lose. We play the, and you know it that's not the way to do things. You got to. I mean, but look at the Steelers. They're a 3-4 defense. They play 3-4. They rush you.
They go after the quarterback all the time. Them.
Yes,
they pressure the quarterback with their four.
Exactly. I mean, you've got to beat them. You got to beat their blitz. You don't know where it's coming from. You don't know that same way with Baltimore. That was the way we were supposed to be. That was how we were going to take this division over. And it never happened. We stuck with zone. We stuck play not to lose. And guess what? We lost a lot of games.
All right, Natty, I'm gonna let you jump off here. Keith's trying to jump back on here again, but I appreciate you, brother. Yep.
My point is, I hate to say it.
With offense, and our offense is clearly much closer to winning us games. And
Keith, you got to turn your sound down, buddy. Go ahead, Mike. I got him muted.
Oh, that's all right. I don't know how I feel about Marcus Hunt. I think he's soft, in my opinion. I don't think he is as good as what people think. I don't know why they brought him back. I mean, he can block passes and stuff, but I just don't think he's the right fit for the Bengals.
No, I think they brought him back because we didn't have nobody else.
Yeah, we didn't have anybody else. That's the reason they brought him back. The thing is, it's like Joe Burrow said in the press, interview with Cowhead. He goes, "I didn't keep my foot on the gas, you know, in against Indianapolis." Well, neither did the defense. And that's the thing. If you want to win games in this league, you got to keep your foot on the gas and play like a hair's on fire the entire freaking game. And you have to coach like that. And if you don't coach like that, that's called coaching to lose, not coaching to win. Keith, what's up, buddy?
What up, man?
Well, the hamster on the wheel died. It was running my Wi-Fi. So I found a mouse in the basement and put it back in there. So
there you go.
That'll work. That works. I missed out on you guys talking about the Reds. I hate to be Debbie Downer. I think what they're trying to do, you guys remember what Lindner did?
Oh, God.
I think Castellini's doing the same thing. I think he's trying to build – he got these free agents. He built up the value of the franchise. He's gonna dump it.
Lindner, he spent all his money on two guys. He spent his money on Ken Griffey Jr. and Lark, and that's he spent his money on anybody else.
And essentially, he thought once he got Ken Griffey Jr., that's all he needed to do.
Right, and he's an idiot. You know,
he's my favorite player of all time, Ken Griffey Jr.
I love him. Jr. got screwed coming here, to be honest. Jr. got completely screwed. Yep. So I don't agree with you because Castellini has actually spent more money on multiple players than Lindner did. So I think the purge is happening now. We'll see. Hopefully it won't because
here's the only guy that's
saying that they're going to trade these guys is Herman. He's the only one. He's the only one reporting this on a consistent basis. Nobody else is really reporting it.
But if that's true, here's the part that makes no sense. Have you noticed all the guys they're talking about trading for salary are guys that have sweetheart deals for the club.
Right.
Yeah, Castillo's making like $4 million a year.
Mm-hmm.
Gray's making $10 million a year. Suarez is making, I think, $10 million a year. Why would you get, and they're under contract for the next 2 or 3 years. Why would those be the guys that you want to trade?
I don't know. I got to agree with Jeff real quick. I don't see us getting rid of all these guys. The reports can say what they want, but my God, we just signed.
They signed all these guys last year. Why the hell would they get rid of them now?
Then I read today the Reds went to scout Corey Kluber.
Yeah. Yeah. That was just
talking about getting rid of Sonny Gray, but you're going to sign Corey Kluber.
Yeah. See, again, I don't know if it's actually true because. There's nothing going on in baseball. Nobody's really signed anything. I mean, Trevor Bauer still hasn't signed. So these reporters, they got to find something to say, you know, something to talk about. So they hear any little noise. Oh, this is what they're talking about. I mean, I think the Reds are listening. And if somebody blows their socks off, you know, that's going to help the team, then they might do it. But I don't think they're trying to dump salary. I really don't. I think the one guy they got rid of Iglesias and they got rid of Archie Bradley. I personally think they got rid of them because I think David Bell, who I don't really think is a good manager, but I think he wants to use the bullpen by committee and mix and match and do all this stuff and try to show how smart of a baseball guy he is with the bullpen.
I think Garrett should have been the closer the last 2 years.
I'm sorry, say it again.
I think Garrett should have been the closer the last 2 years.
See,
I trusted Garrett more than Iglesias.
There's been a couple of times they've let him do it and he's not consistent. You know,
but he's not going to be unless you run him out there.
True.
Yeah, will you guys listen to my plan for a minute? I'm telling, they can win with the guys they got right now. Here's what they need to do, in my opinion. First of all, I would have fired David Bell long ago. But David Bell needs to learn to play small ball. Number two, this team is built on pitching and defense. You need to manufacture runs, like I just said. This would immediately shore up the defense. Now, here's where the Reds were screwed with the NL saying they're not going to do the DH this year. Mm-hmm. If we had done that, Votto's my DH. You move Suarez over to first because he's been slipping defensively. You move Moustakas back to third, his original position. You bring Senzel in from center, put him back at second base, his original position. You sign a free agent shortstop like Gregorius, or you let Jose Garcia take his lumps.
Right.
You know, sign a quality veteran backup. Then you've got Winker, Akiyama, who needs to play every friggin' day.
And lead off.
And Castellano, and then you split time behind the plate with Barnhart and Stevenson.
Yeah, I think Tucker's a free agent. I don't know if they signed him or not.
No, I'm pretty sure he's still under contract.
Oh, is he? Okay, I know Kirk Casale's gone. I know they didn't re-sign him, but I thought Barnhart was, but maybe I'm wrong. But I agree with you on that. I mean, I think that would be a good thing to do. And but thing is, Keith, even if they don't do anything with the team now, just say you go into 2021 season opening day with the team you have right now, you got a team that can win 90 games. You got a team that can win this division. The Cubs traded their best players. They let Swarbrick go.
A manager who can get them to 90 wins?
That I don't know. I mean, dude, if you watch me last year, I bang on David Bell all the time. I think he tries to reinvent the wheel, and he manages everything like it's game seven, and he tries to show everybody how smart of a baseball guy he is.
That was most of our conversation.
But he can't make it to a game seven. I mean, my God, after that horrible performance he put on this last year, that's a little bit embarrassing. My God, that was I don't even
22 innings. 22 innings.
Half my day gone.
And how many opportunities did they have to scratch a run? To scratch a run or two? And Bell refused to do it.
Well, the one time he did that stupid double steal, which they didn't even know, look like they even knew what they were doing.
Right, and he was stealing with two guys who never steal.
Right. And exactly. They both got thrown out. It was a double play.
Nice and easy, quick. But that was one time out of eight times, whatever. I can't even remember how many times we had runners in scoring position, and not even to mention how many times we had bases loaded with a man, with a man at the plate. I mean,
well, the other thing, if I'm the manager, I don't give a if you're Joey Votto, Nick Castellano, Mike Moustakas, I don't care who you are. If we're not scoring runs, we got a guy on second, and they got that shift on.
If you
pull the ball into that shift, you're gone. Gonna sit.
Right. That drives me so nuts. I'm like, I don't know how in the world there's professional baseball players. Butt the freaking ball down third baseline. They'll stop doing it.
You're a major league player. You should know how to bunt. You learned to bunt when you were in little league.
You should be able to inside the ball out at least once to shoot it down, the third baseline or something. Try to get the ball the other side.
I got a quick story for you. I heard Harold Reynolds tell this. This is the difference in baseball nowadays. He said his rookie year with the Mariners, the year before, they missed a bunch of sacrifice bunts. So they brought a guy in to teach him how to bunt. And he cursed him. And then he took and called 10 bunts in a row, third base, first base, between the pitcher and third base. Sat there and called everyone. You know who it was?
Who?
Willie Stargell.
Of the lumber company.
Yeah. Everybody should know how to bunt. Not that tough. Yes. You're catching a ball with a bat.
Exactly. So. All right, Keith, I appreciate you. Dallas wants to jump on here.
Thanks, we're getting
to thanks, 700, Keith.
700, 700, good, so. Take it easy, brother. Yeah. Keith, wait a second. I'll get you and Ken. You and Ken need to come on live here sometime because Ken's been blowing it up. You've been blowing it up. I think we're both on here at the same time. All right, Dallas, I'm going to make you the last one that we're rolling out of here. So what's up, brother?
Urban Meyer just got signed by the Jaguars.
That was rumored to be happening all day, so yeah.
Yeah, I figured that was going to happen.
Reds. I was actually able to watch them play in the playoffs. Just for them to get shut out.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Yeah, my son was excited for once for the Reds, and he's like, I took work off for this. I'm like, yeah, no, tell me about it.
Come on, man. Like, I was actually able to be alive for this. And
right, exactly. Long-suffering Reds fan.
hopeful history that just didn't happen. Well, history did happen just about.
Yeah, I think we set a record. 22 innings of not scoring in the playoffs. I think that's a record.
Yeah, you might have got to see at least some history, some records happen.
Yeah, right. Horrible history.
Yeah, no joke.
Thanks, Dallas.
All right, Dallas, take it easy, brother.
See you tomorrow.
All right, I think we're going to roll on out of here. Mike Kyle Jr., you got some words of wisdom for us?
Sure do.
What's up, brother?
Hey, I just want to thank everybody for joining the Bengals Nation group. And I do have a video on Bengals Nation that you all can watch. It's about how I made the group and what the group is going through now. So I think you all be pleased with it. And we got 10,189 people in the group. Awesome job. And thank you, Jeff. Thank you, Jeremy. And, of course, my fiance. She knows I thank her all the time. So thank you, too, for helping out.
Thank you for putting up with you.
thank you guys for helping out. Keep up the good work with that. And send it to Jeremy.
Jeremy, dude.
Have you been through your Facebooks and
ice
bars, bro?
I'll do that real quick. And then I'll throw it back to you. All right. As Mike said, we got Bengals Nation. Is our biggest group that we help run. But the other ones we all help run are Bearcat Country, Reds Country, Cyclones Country. And then the one we don't run, but we live stream on there is Ohio State Bucknuts. So if you guys are watching on any of those platforms, do me a favor. Jump the Sports Strawberry Ice on YouTube and subscribe there. I would appreciate it. Later on tonight, I'll be pulling the sound off and putting it on the podcast. It'll be on BeanPod, iTunes, Apple Podcasts, pretty much wherever you get your podcast. I'm there. Give me a 5-star review, like, rate, and review. And then you can follow me on all my social media platforms, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and then TikTok. And there's a pretty interesting cowbell TikTok video that you guys could go find. It's also on the Ice Bar, which the Ice Bar is basically a show group I created. It's just for, you know, people like the show. You know, you can see our stupid TikToks. I mean, this dumbass down where you at? Down here does.
Right there, at the bottom,
right there, that guy. Yeah, what he does. It's kind of fun. Just fun group to join. And YouTube, like I said, we're at 807 subscribers. That is awesome. I am less than 200 away. We're so close to 1,000. Let's keep it rolling. So like I said, if you're watching anywhere else other than the YouTube channel, go to the YouTube channel. Give me the view there, please, and give me the subscription, because once I get monetized, then Strawberry Ice can go nationwide. But anyway, I don't know what will happen, but it's just that's the goal when you have a YouTube channel to become monetized, and I'm very close. Other than that, Jeremy D,
boom.
You want to roll us out of here?
I sure will, man. I just want to say that even though we've been over the Bengal draft talk and everything else, as long as you guys want to keep talking, we'll be here.
Yes, sir.
And I'll be here every day. I'll be here as much as I can. Mike, same way. And as always, you guys don't forget and always remember, you don't live in Cleveland. You live in Cincinnati. Hoo day. Let's keep it rolling, boys.
Hoo day.
Hoo day. And that's just sports, baby. See ya!